certain item, please, item number 89.
Extend contract with Calais America, Inc. for multi-space parking pay stations through April 23, 2025 for continued operations, additional door upgrades, system expansion, and provide for area permit program online permits for $16,164,000 for a 10-year total not to exceed $31,039,000.
Thank you. Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. Council originally executed a contract with Calais America in 2016 for parking pay stations that you see throughout the downtown core, central east side, northwest, and other areas of the city. This was a large contract and has a provision to extend for a period of an additional 5 years until 2025. This ordinance before us today is to amend the contract with Calais America to accomplish the following things: maintain the operations of the 2,200 existing pay stations, allow PBOT to purchase additional pay stations if new paid parking districts are developed, provide for online parking permits, and provide customer service through the help desk. I would like to turn it over to the city's chief procurement officer, Lester Spittler, and PBOT's parking operations manager, Chris Arms, to provide you with a background and details of this amendment. Welcome, and please state your names for the record.
Thank you, Commissioner Udaly. City Council, my name is Lester Spittler. I'm the city's chief procurement officer. The legislation before you is an authorizing ordinance to amend the contract to add 5 additional years to the term and add a significant amount of money to the contract. I'm here co-presenting with PBOT to support this amendment. My staff and I have met with PBOT leading up to this event and have worked with them on this solution. We examined all of the options for what would be the best next step to expand the system and leverage the existing taxpayer dollars that have been invested in this contract and the system so far. After discussing options and associated costs, we are in agreement that this is the best option for those reasons. We also believe that the terms and conditions of our contract are more favorable than what we would be able to obtain from a competitive effort on the open market today. And for those reasons, I'm here again to support this effort and answer any procurement or contract related questions. If not, Chris Arms from PBOT is here to present on the details of the amendment, and she can answer any scope or system related questions. Chris.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. We are here today with an ordinance to amend the contract with Calais America. PBOT entered into the existing contract with Calais America in 2016 for a 5-year term. The contract has a provision for an extension of additional 5 years. The original contract included operations of the existing on-street parking pay stations, procurement of up to 1,000 additional machines, customer support, and help desk. There have been 3 amendments to the existing contract. Amendment 1 was for $1.2 million and added a payment gateway service. Changing the gateway service to Calais has saved approximately $600,000 annually. Amendment 2 was for $150,000 for the development of an online digital permit system. And Amendment 3 was for $1.75 million to upgrade existing machines to be ADA compliant and to convert to a pay-by-plate system. With the amendments, and the current contract total is $14.875 million, and the new requested amendment is to extend for 5 years and add $16.1 million. The 3 pieces to the amendment today, the first piece is continued operations of the pay station and help desk support. The $9.6 million of operating funds includes wireless and payment gateway, management system, and a pay-by-plate and text receipt fees. The second piece is completing the upgrades of the existing machines and the ability to purchase up to 600 meters if needed to expand existing districts or if there is an adoption of a new meter district. The third piece is an online permit system. Currently, the area parking permits issues 30,000 permits annually, and this is a paper system. The new system will be online and eliminate paper applications and permits. For community members who do not have access to a computer, they can call customer support for assistance or come to the customer service center and staff can issue them a permit. To reiterate, the requested amendment is to extend the 5-year term and add $16.1 million. A request for proposal process will start in 2024 for a new contract to be in place in 2025.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. I noticed on your slide it said that you would start the outreach in 2025. Was that just misprint?
Yeah, we'll need to, it will start in 2024. I expect it to be a lengthy procurement process, and so it would need to be in place by 2025.
As do I, which is why I was concerned about that particular slide. What's going to be different in the new contract as you go out next time for a to look to see what else is out there?
Well, technology is changing very rapidly in this sector, and we anticipate there may be the ability to need less on-street pay stations, and there may be other options for payment. And so we'll put an RFP out seeking new solutions for that.
And today we have like different meters depending upon what side of town you're on. If you're over by Multnomah County's office building, the meters, you put in your license plate and they don't let you actually add any dollars to it. And then, you know, then we have the old meters that seem like they've been around forever. Is there going to be some continuity in the new RFP?
Yes. So, well, actually, the existing system, we are looking to change out all of the pay stations on street, so they're all the color touch screens with a pay-by-plate system and not a pay-and-display, so there is no more paper.
Commissioner Fritz has a question.
Good morning. Would you please tell the folks at home about the modifications that you've required to be ADA compliant and the different languages that are now available, please?
I'm sorry, did...
Are the enhancements in multiple languages?
Yes. So right now, the new pay-by-plate system and the color touchscreens will be available in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, and Russian.
And as to
and you've also improved the ADA accessibility, right?
Yes. So the new upgrades with the meters, they meet ADA with the display and then the height from the ground.
Very happy to see those modifications. Thank you so much.
How does this contract evolve as the technology evolves? You know, a lot of us are using the Parking Kitty app, and it's convenient if you happen to have access to a smartphone, and I'm assuming that the penetration is going to continue to expand in the years ahead. Is it fair to assume that eventually we'll just move to an app-based approach, or do we know?
Well, currently there's 40% of the transactions are through Parking Kitty, so they're mobile transactions. So the new RFP, as we move forward, will look for different payment options and whether what will be available to people through their mobile device or what would be available on street. And so we'll make sure that we have options for everybody, whether they have a mobile device or not.
And because I'm assuming a large part of the cost here is the infrastructure itself, putting the stations out there. And eventually, my assumption is we'd want to move people to an app-based approach to this.
Yes.
And get rid of the infrastructure.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think that's possible just because not everyone has a phone. People visiting from out of town may not have the app.
We anticipate needing to have a payment system for people who do not have a mobile phone or a credit card. And so right now the on-street kiosks allow people to pay through coin.
All right. Well, it sounds like the flexibility is there, and I'll just keep an open mind with regard to what the future holds. But at some point, my guess is maintaining the infrastructure is not going to be cost effective relative to the proceeds that are coming in from people who still need to use the old school.
Yes. What we anticipate is there may be an opportunity to distribute the machines out over a larger area, and so there would not need to be one on every block face for people to access.
Yeah, good idea.
Or all maybe right. We'll just all have chips implanted in us. And, I'm kidding, Mayor. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do have one more question.
Yeah, please, Commissioner Hardesty.
Does the city of Portland make any revenue from parking meters around town?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So currently, PBOT generates about $36 million from on-street parking.
And so that goes in a PBOT's budget and used for transportation improvements, I'm assuming, since it's PBOT?
Yeah, so we we recover our cost for maintenance and operations of the machines, and then after that, the remaining goes into the GTR fund in PBOT to be used for different projects throughout the Bureau.
And the GTR fund is?
The General Transportation Revenue, which is...
For our listening audience, thank
yes.
you.
Sorry.
It's one of the few revenue streams with no strings. I mean, a lot of the money that comes in the Bureau is very specifically targeted, so
that makes sense.
It comes in handy.
That's not a small piece of change.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great. Any further questions? Very good. Is there public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have one person sign up.
Great.
Lightning Super Karma.
May I have a comment?
Yeah, please, Commissioner Fritz.
I just want to make sure that as we move forward, you must be able to continue to pay with money on the street. So difficult for tourists and anybody else if you can't actually pay with money.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Karma. Again, I'll just be up front. I'm really tired of these people out of Florida, Clearwater, Florida, to get these type of contracts. I want to see the people from Portland get these contracts. I really don't like to see contracts going to other states. That is my biggest objection to what the city council does. I want the locals to be taken care of. I want the locals to have the jobs. I want the locals to have all the money circulated to all the business owners by these contracts. Instead, the money goes back to Clearwater, Florida, where President Trump and the Mar-a-Lago and all his friends live. So I'm not happy with this. Issue number two is I didn't see any comparables to why you think this was a good price on the amendment. I didn't see any other comparables through any data, any other company saying this is really a great deal. How do we vote on something we have no comparables to understand? And of course, this company is going to say, oh, this is the best price you can get. But you know, you brought up some good points, Mayor Wheeler, on app and different other ways of doing this. I'd love to hear from some other companies on that issue, because I think you're right. That is the new direction we're seeing everything going right now. And why they can't do this, or has another company been able to do this, but it appears this company has this locked in pretty good. They were able to extend this 5 years out again. And by the way, I read this on this ordinance. It says for a 10-year total. Now, I was told it goes out 5 years. Maybe they'll do an RFP in about 4 years and see where we're at. But by this, I'm reading goes out 10 years. Now, if I'm incorrect on that, that's okay. But if I'm not, this company will stand back and say, no, your ordinance said for 10 years on here, and guess what? We're going to get our 10 years whether you like it or not, and that's normally how it's going to work. So I want to make sure that's very clear. I want to see other bids from other reputable companies that do this. I want to see other new technologies that are brought to the table, because even by this agreement, they've stated, well, we might put in additional ones, and then we might not. So there's kind of this option of maybe we will, maybe we won't. What direction do we go? Again, it's hard for me to make a decision this big a number without seeing actual data, actual comparables from other legitimate companies that want this contract also. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz had a comment. Commissioner Fritz, did you have a comment?
I'm sorry, that was for the last one. Thank you. No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Any further discussion on this particular item?
I'd just like to clarify, we're 5 years in, and we've got 5 years to go with this. I'm also very much a buy local, do business locally person. I do not believe that there is a vendor that could provide this equipment or the services in Portland or even the state of Oregon. We at PBOT care about getting a good deal, and we are extending this contract because it makes the most fiscal sense at this juncture and in the next few years, we will be looking at all the options moving ahead. Thank you, Mr. Lightning.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item.